This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh, you already know what my little victory is if you look at me, DZ, because look at my hair. It's clean.
I was like, if I look at you.
Dude, I had been wearing a hat for about 5 days. Ask anyone.
Chilling.
And it needed to be cleaned. But washing my hair is such a process because it's gotten so long. And so it's just, I mean, I don't want to sound like a brat, but I got to really mentally prepare myself to wash my hair.
It's a process, and I understand it. You're not trying to sound ungrateful for
no.
the hair that you're given.
I've never had hair this long, but boy, does it take time to blow dry it and wash it and all that stuff. So that's my little victory. I have clean hair today. I feel great.
Listen, I understand. Just because my hair looks dry on top don't mean it actually is. It
doesn't look that dry.
It's not dry. It's dry right now. But I'm saying, like, when you fresh out the shower, curly hair stays wet for a while.
Yes.
That'd be holding water like a sponge, bro. So I get it. I get it.
Feel you.
My little victory is I got to shake hands with some legends last night, man. It was really cool for the event that I worked. Just a slight little victory. It was a Bucks Legends Night event at Pfizer Forum for some of the ticket holders.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
With like Ticketmaster, all that stuff. For the season ticket holders.
Oh, that they could go to this if they wanted to.
If they got season tickets, right? So they invited a bunch of people. A bunch of people came out and they had legends from different eras. So it's like the John McLaughlins, the Jim Patchkes, the broadcast legends.
I met John McLaughlin at the Mac Fun softball game. Yep.
Such a nice man.
Yeah.
Very, very embarrassing story with him.
Oh, no.
Anywho.
Well, don't stop there. What happened?
But then, you know, the Sidney Moncriefs, the Bob Dandridge, the Bob Dandridges of the world, Brandon Jennings and the Michael Reds, Bobby Simmons, Steve Novak. Don't get me going.
Steve Novak. Oh, my God.
Don't get me going because that wasn't even it.
These are some great people.
Those are just a couple names that I got to rattle off on you, man.
Like, nice.
It was literally amazing and, surreal. Surreal, just to say the least.
So you had a good night with Bucks legends.
Some legends in the building, and I got to host it, and that was really cool.
And I have clean hair. We're on fire today.
We're winning.
What more do we need on this show?
Let's go home before we take an L.
We're amazing.
Goodbye. Have a great day.
Clean hair and legends.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so we always try to wake you up with this question. I want to know, what's one fashion faux pas that drives you crazy? Is it socks with sandals? What is it? And I shouldn't even have said faux pas because I'm going to be a hater right now. I'm going to name something that's in fashion. Ripped jeans. They make me nuts. I don't want to pay for a piece of ripped material. Not only that, why is my whole knee out?
Pre-ripped.
I hate my legs. I don't want my cellulite sticking out in between the ripped jeans. Stop making them. Give me a full pair of jeans. No, thank you.
Well, you're going to be mad at the 90s style coming back, dog. That ripped 90s grunge?
I already am mad, but in the 90s, I was skinny.
Big Bag, you skinny still.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear you, though. The ripped jeans, I was out on a trend for a while. And then all of a sudden, I bought one pair of jeans that already had like a fake rip.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really ripped.
Yep.
And then the fabric that was underneath it like ripped off too. And then I had real ripped jeans.
Ah.
And I went, these don't look that bad.
You liked them.
I guess I'll get some ripped jeans. Because I'm a proponent of, if you're going to have ripped jeans, they better be from the work you've put in them. Right? Like, that better be rips from you getting down on that knee and cranking that wrench, my boy. I don't know. Like, if you're buying pre-ripped jeans, it was always like a, what are you doing with your life?
But, I cannot get behind. And I know so many people are wearing them and loving them. And
I don't know what I'm doing
with my life. I sound like a hater. I don't like ripped jeans. I'm sorry.
Put a pair of ripped jeans on today. See? That would have been hilarious.
I said I'm being a hater.
No, you're not being a hater.
I mean, it is what it is. What's one fashion faux pas that drives you crazy, DZ? Come on, you're into fashion.
For some people, it could be the sunglasses inside.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the fashion faux pas for me.
That's not it?
No, I wear tinted lenses, so I feel like it'd be hypocritical, right? Though they're not sunglasses. It's not like the dark polarized frames.
I went to, was it the grocery store or Target? But I wore my glasses the entire time I was in the store the other day, and I went, man, I must look like a diva right now, but I don't care. I feel like incognito right now. I don't know. I just felt good. But sunglasses inside look rude.
Yeah.
They just look rude. And I knew that.
Even in a nightclub. I'm like, bro, it's dark in here already.
A nightclub's really obnoxious.
but I think my fashion faux pas is, and even though I've done this, not tucking in your dress shirt with a suit coat on. Have you ever seen the cats that like leave the shirt untucked?
With a suit coat. Because you could do it without the suit coat, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
If
you're just like on a casual date, like, yeah, I'd say you leave it untucked unless you really want to be professional.
If it's tucked in with the suit, without the suit coat, it kind of looks daddish.
Ish.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. So personally, and this comes off of, you know, knowing high fashion. No, this comes from me being somebody that likes to dress in different realms. So I've been in suits for work consistently, right?
Yeah.
I can understand where you'd want to untuck that shirt for a little bit. You got to leave it tucked. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You got to leave it tucked. If you untuck that shirt when you got a suit coat or a sport coat on,
yeah,
I'm a rib you. I'm going to make fun of you.
You can always text or call 414-533-1037. The question of the day is, what is one fashion faux pas that drives you crazy? Mine is ripped jeans. Yours is tucking in a shirt with a blazer on or untucked. Sorry, I had that backwards, but I knew what you meant. Jacket on. I got to stop saying blazer.
What's wrong with a blazer? Blazer is what it's called.
Old school,
no, blazer is what it's 100% okay. called. Right, suit coat, sport coat, blazer. Yes.
Fair enough. All right. We're going to talk to you guys and take your calls and texts next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, what is that one fashion faux pas that drives you crazy? Okay, so what did you say, DZ? You said...
untucked dress shirts with a blazer.
Mm.
Please tuck your shirt in, youngins.
Please, Lord. Let's go to Kelly in Sussex. We'll start with her this morning.
I was not ready for Kelly.
Oh, sorry. I was going to... she was supposed to go last. Somebody texted in and said, very tight yoga pants that are white and don't have a long shirt. Shorts with dress socks and Crocs on. Okay, one thing at a time. Slow down. Very tight yoga pants. I don't care about that. It's the white that you're having a problem with because it shows too much. Shows every crease and then you don't have anything covering it.
I hear you. If they're skin tone color too, then
it's
you
no
look
good.
Bottom half naked. No, thank you.
Kelly, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your one fashion faux pas?
Wearing denim on denim.
Denim jeans,
rude. The denim jacket. Yeah.
Don't hate on the Canadian tuxedo. You let me live,
right?
What?
I wore one once and I didn't know that it was a Canadian tuxedo in 2007. I got made fun of so many times for it.
Was it matching denim?
It was kind of, yeah. It was like denim on, it was a jean jacket and jeans. Everyone was like, Allie.
You
I was like,
Brittany.
What? I like it.
Wait, okay, so does it bother you if it matches? Does it matter if it's like black denim jeans with a blue denim jacket? Is that okay? Because that's the trend, or that was the trend.
If it matches, if it's blue on blue or black on black, that really bothers me.
So the tuxedo. Yeah. Canadian tux. Yeah.
Well, Kelly's coming out on Friday for the fundraiser we're hosting. I'll be sure to wear denim on denim for you, Kelly. Can't wait.
You know the plan. Okay. Twinsies.
See you then.
Later, Kelly.
People are texting in all of their fashion faux pas that they can't stand or just really grinds their gears. 414-533-1037. April in Brown Deer said socks with sandals. Okay. Colin from Lake Geneva said Birkenstock clogs.
The potato shoes. Those are back. The Birkenstock.
I have a pair.
They're back.
I know, and I hate wearing them, but then I see everybody wearing them. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, I was never in the trend. I got one pair and didn't know how people found them comfortable, so I ditched them. Yeah, but this was in middle school, too, by the way. Years ago.
Fair enough. You want to go to Nick in Waukesha next? Let's pull him up next.
Snap. You already know.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys.
Bienvenido a Miami. All right, Nikita from Racine said plus size crop tops and young girl crop tops. Oh, no, don't tell me you're going to say something about the body.
Don't bring the, hey, you can
we
say crop top.
We need full-length shirts for the jelly. Oh, she wants it for her own jelly. Okay, no judgment, because we don't care anymore.
Oh, I'm judging, because I like to let my jelly hang. You leave me and my crop tops alone, crop top gang. I was a lineman in high school and college, crop top gang. Big boys know what's up.
I could totally picture you wearing it.
Under the pads with a little crop top shirt. It was
That's
a thing.
That's actually funny. All right, Nick, Nick, what's your fashion faux pas that you can't stand?
My biggest thing is when people wear the ties without having a collared shirt.
Wait, like a male review? Or
stuff, it's just, I can't stand
like
it.
Like the Chippendales? Or
no,
what are we talking about?
You get these young kids that'll make fashion statements in a t-shirt with a tie on and call that fashion.
Oh, you can't do that.
Thank you. That's what Nick's saying.
Oh, yeah, no thanks. Yeah,
now, if you're shirtless underneath the tie.
That's even, now you're a Chippendale.
Nah.
She said nah.
That's even funnier. All right, so Nick.
And yeah. the Canadian tuxedo, I feel you, but I can't pull it off.
Nobody can. That's why it should be illegal.
Excuse me. Have y'all seen me in a Canadian tux?
Yes, and nobody should do it, but we keep doing
y'all
it.
Y'all seen a Colombian in a Canadian?
You're going to see it on Friday, baby.
Nick, and I'm gonna be sure to do something extra special for you, too, sir. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just know we add in our fashion sense.
Tie, no collar.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to dress just for you, Nick.
Just for you. No
all
collar.
Right, have a good day, all right, Nick.
All right. Later, man.
Ryan from Alabama texted in and said, the platform boots are Uggs. They are ooh. Now I'm going to put them on later just for you, Ryan.
I have found it
They're
weird.
They're so comfy, though.
Why are the platforms
are
back?
I don't care about the platforms. It's the Uggs that are just comfy. I know they were exhausted, but they're just comfy.
That is a fashion faux pas I will never get behind. Mm. I will never put a pair of Uggs on my feet. Yeah. I already run too hot. You want me to run at 250 degrees?
Mm.
Give me a pair of Uggs.
Oh, I love it. I don't even need to wear socks. They're all fuzzy inside.
Ugh, and then you feel the fuzz. Ah, oh, sensory overload. Sensory
makes
overload.
Me feel so good. Go to Cammie in Milwaukee. Cammie with a K this morning. Hi, Cammie.
Morning, buenos dias.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Jeremiah from Waukesha texted in. He said, bring back the backwards upside down visor. Just say it. No thanks, Jeremiah.
What?
Come on.
What?
No.
I'm with the visor gang.
Backwards, upside down?
You use it? Yeah. What?
Come on.
Come on. Hey, now. You're an all-star. I'm feeling real life Smash Mouth, bro. Yeah, you know the vibes.
Cammie, what's your fashion faux pas you can't stand?
I know they're popular and I know they're not going away, but just Crocs in general, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, they're not leaving. Mm-hmm.
They're not even
no,
good for your feet.
They're not. They don't seem practical, and they're not really cute, and people try to justify them by going like, but now they're sport mode. And it's like, just
good
stop.
For weddings.
Say, you don't say practical.
Picnics. You name it.
You name it.
Worn to dinner at night in Mexico or out with your friends to the local concert on a Thursday night.
I was saying, going to the store at 9, but the bar at 10?
Yeah, wear the Crocs. All right, Cammie, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
The
dang.
Boys just said to me, I said, you guys want to do an outlet shopping day again? It's time. I was feeling
Crocs store.
And they go, we do need new Crocs, Mom. I went, damn it.
Summer Crocs. You got to get them ready.
Are you kidding me right now? All right. Let's go to Roger, last but not least, in Milwaukee and see what his fashion faux pas is. Hi, Roger. Roger?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Hi, Roger.
Morning.
Good morning.
Holla at us.
No intro?
Whoa, yeah.
No intro?
Oh, yo, good morning. Ali DZ, Milwaukee stand-up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R.
If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Thank you.
Man, made me feel weird for a second. I thought I was in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, I was worried about you for a second, Roger.
Now our day can resume.
Moving on. All right. Somebody texted in and said, matching your effing Stanley to your outfit. Stanley's in general. I didn't know people match their cup to their outfit. That's weird.
You're doing too much.
That's weird.
Yeah, you're
That's
doing too
extra.
Much. Roger, mm-hmm. Holla at us.
Yo, my thing is a 30 to 40 year old man's with the pants hanging down below their butt.
Roger, sometimes I forget my belt, man.
He's offended.
No. You got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today we're going to talk about something that happened to you last night.
Yeah.
Okay, you ran into a problem. What happened?
Bro, I put my foot in my mouth, and I guess this is like a remix, because it's a what should have DZ done, or what would you have done in DZ's shoes?
Okay.
Last night, like you might have heard me say, I worked a Bucks Legends night at Fiserv Forum, right? For, you know, Ticketmaster season ticket holders.
Okay.
So any season ticket holder was welcome to come in, and we had legends. I mean, from the first championship team on forward. All
and they
these
just
guys.
Come sit at Fiserv, and then what happens? And do they play? Do you talk?
No, it was a panel. Chalk talk, if you will.
Oh, it was a talk.
So they talk basketball. They talk their careers. They talk lives. And we had everybody from Bucks analyst Steve Novak to Sidney Moncrief, Bob Danridge, and more. Like, literally, like the Michael Reds and the Brandon Jennings were in the building as well.
That's cool.
Right? So it was dope. One of the legends that was in the building was Mr. John McLaughlin, player, longtime analyst, right?
Yep.
As I'm introducing everybody, all the players, everybody, all the legends, I get to Mr. McLaughlin, and I see that he's got somebody, you know, walking him out to the court, you know, to the seat.
Like a handler or what?
Kind of like a handler, right? But you could just tell, like, my man's is an OG at this point. So rather than possibly using an walking assistance, he's using an assistant, somebody he knows, loves, right? A loved one, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, though. So as they're walking, I could tell they're like a relative. It's not one of our employees just helping them out. It's clearly a family member. And I think it's his wife. So as I'm shouting them out, man, I've got all these things ready to say. And then I see that somebody's with him and I'm like, oh, I want to acknowledge who he's walking with. So I'm like, you know, Big Johnny Mac in the building, John McLaughlin. Being helped by, you know, walked, accompanied by his lovely wife. Just said it, moved on with my life. And then they sit down. He does his introduction. And before he even says anything, he goes, but first things first, that wasn't my wife.
Oh, God.
That was my daughter. I don't need y'all thinking John McGlock out here got a young honey dip on his arm. Like, that is my daughter. I immediately start sweating. I'm like, oh, embarrassed. Because I said his wife about his daughter in front of a few hundred season ticket holders.
Oh, nice. In his front wife of all- was like, yeah, I'm the wife.
No, that's me. That's our kid, right?
Yeah.
The night moves on, progresses. I literally think about this every second for the rest of the night.
You
for,
did
for
not. Hour.
I did, bro. I did. I put my foot in my mouth so bad, and I was embarrassed because I'm like, bro, I don't want his daughter to think I think she's old.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, right.
I don't want anybody to misconstrue and think that he's stepping out on his wife. I'm embarrassed because I misspoke, and I like to be a professional in whatever realm I'm in, right? So I'm going, oh, my. Heebie-jeebies immediately, and I'm in panic mode, right? So what would you have done in this situation if this happens to you? Because I'm going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I just flubbed this up so bad. Like, dog, I'm about to get fired. Not really. I'm about to get yelled at. I don't know. Like, clearly I'm trying to make an impression, if you will, right? Like, these guys are genuine living legends. These are icons. These are people that have affected so much change for the city, for the state, for the team. So I'm going,
John McLaughlin's 81.
They hate me. Right, he's 81. And his daughter's not 80.
He doesn't look 81.
And his daughter don't look like she's older either. So
I met
like,
him when I did the Mac Fun softball game a few years ago.
Yeah.
He was there. He's this really obviously tall guy.
Giant.
Obviously a former Bucks player.
Gentle giant and very nice.
And I was, you know, first time I'd ever met him. Last time I've seen him since then, but I did not think he was that old.
He's OG for sure.
Dang. So his daughter's probably like 50.
Max.
So you're not that far off.
But definitely young enough to where, like, the second she got closer and the second it rolled off of my tongue, I knew I was wrong. I knew I was wrong, and I knew I should have just said, by their lovely relative, by a loved one. I should have said something different. But that's in retrospect on the back end.
Okay.
Obviously, now put yourself in my shoes.
Yeah.
You mess up. You call John McLaughlin's daughter his wife in front of hundreds of people.
I think you're overthinking. I don't think you embarrassed yourself that bad. I get why it's embarrassing because you feel like you offended her because you're saying she's old.
The room reacted. I embarrassed myself in front of people. The room reacted. When he said something, a few people were like, oh, DZ. Because we inevitably had listeners and people that, obviously remember me from games and people that I've talked with. So I had a couple people be like, ha, DZ, it was his daughter.
Not his wife. All right, WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. What should DZ have done when he put his foot in his mouth? Are you going to tell us what you actually did? So what did you do? Are you going to tell us at the end?
I came up with a resolution. I just don't know if it was the right resolution. And that's why I'm like, what would y'all have done? Would y'all have just let it go? Would y'all have profusely said, oh, I'm so sorry on the microphone the next time you got a chance? Like, what would you have done?
I'm one of those people that just plays everything off.
I couldn't. I was sweating too bad. They knew I was nervous. I was in the barrel with that one, bro. I had to wipe my face because there was egg on it.
This is like asking someone if they're pregnant and they're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like similar vibes.
What would you have done?
Yeah, 414-533-1037. Somebody said, DZ, you're human. It's an honest mistake. Laugh it off and give yourself some grace, my friend. Somebody said, Samantha said, it's not that deep. Everyone's forgotten about it. That's probably true.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Are you sure about
that? Yes, we always think it's like when you fall down the stairs. You're like, oh my God, I'm never going to live this down. But then people move on with their lives and they forget about it.
I remember the time my mom tripped outside of church when I was like 9.
And that's why you're stressed out, because you remember everything everybody screws up. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So DZ embarrassed himself last night and he wants to know what he should have done.
Or what you would have done. Either way, it don't matter. Yes.
You were hosting a Legends event for the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Right.
And you called John McLaughlin his daughter, his wife, and then you wanted to die.
And he cleared the air very quickly and said, no, that's my daughter,
this
y'all.
This is awkward.
Yeah, I started sweating, to say the least. And of course, all my bosses were sitting there, and I'm like,
what did they say?
Yeah.
They let it go. You know what? Pull up Kate the Great in East Troy this morning. Let's see what she thinks you should have done. She's been absent, but she said she was on spring break at the Villages in Florida, which made me laugh. I hope you got an STD test when you got back.
Chill out.
Oh, not only did I get an STD test, I got rid of all my loofahs I collected.
I can't stand y'all.
Loofahs gross me out. We can talk about loofahs another day. I hate loofahs. Loofahs make me want to vomit.
On the Villages.
We're off topic, y'all.
Sorry. I got grossed out by loofahs and all the bacteria they carry.
DZ, you're good. Give yourself a little grace, my friend. It is now a different age when people are dating, married, all of that. It was an honest mistake. And as somebody that gets called their mother often, and my mom's 70-something and I am 40-something, people come up to me and think I'm my mother. And I'm like, oh my God, do I look that old?
And you're like,
look that young?
Dude, there's nothing worse than starting to look like your parents in that age. That happens to my sister, Penny. I call her and I go, you look like mom. And she goes, I do. Yeah. And I go, yeah, we're that old that you look like mom, dude. And you know what I'm talking about.
And that's where the embarrassment set in, bro. So I'm like, I'm not looking to be offensive, but to be completely honest, I do think that they look a little bit alike, in my opinion.
Well, they should. It's father-daughter.
The mom. I'm talking about mom and the daughter.
Oh, the mom and the daughter. Yeah, they look. That's a compliment to the mom. It's an insult to the daughter.
So when I'm on one end of the court and he's on the complete other end of the court and I see them walking up, I'm going, oh, I think that's his wife.
Somebody texted us that I wouldn't even have been embarrassed.
You're better than me.
Did you apologize to him in person afterwards, or like shake hands? Or
no. Wouldn't you like to know?
John McLaughlin was like, get away from me. I'm not sleeping with my daughter, you weirdo.
Oh my sicko.
God.
Oh, Kate the Great. Okay.
Then he told everybody, never let that guy host this thing again.
Thank you.
I'm kidding.
Thank
I'm you, teasing because you're so freaked out, but I know they probably thought you were great. Give me a break.
Oh, so you think give myself some grace, Kate? That's what you're saying?
Give yourself some grace. You know what? It's an honest mistake, and it's nothing intentionally wrong.
Yeah.
And you're fantastic at what you do.
I appreciate that.
You only mess up once in a while.
Every once every other day or something like that.
We all get a do-over.
No, he does a great job. I agree. All right, Kate, thanks for being positive.
Yep. Talk to you guys later.
Bye. Peace.
Did you believe her when she was talking just now that you should let it go?
Nope.
Unbelievable. Nope. Autumn in Waukesha texted in and said, it's okay, DZ. You're human. I'm 24. My dad's 49. We've been asked multiple times if we're married. Ugh.
And that doesn't bother y'all?
Like, it does. No, dude, when I'm with my dad sometimes, I'm like, hey, dad, I don't want anybody thinking anything weird because now that I'm in my 40s, you know, you get to a certain age where people you don't know, like daddies. Much like you, and you're like, is that your dad? And I'm like, that's my dad.
I know him from afar. I've never met this man before. I don't know anyone in his family, right? It's you know what I'm good. Saying? Like, he's in his 80s, bro. Well, like, when are we ever going to cross worlds besides that stuff like that, right?
Melanie's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next. Hi, Melanie. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. DZ's not.
I've been better.
I know. I'm sorry, DZ. I don't want you to feel bad because I feel bad for you.
Aww. Because she's an empath. Makes one of us.
Yeah, I am. Come on,
I'm like, he's fine. He'll live.
Well, thank you, Melanie.
I know. You're welcome. But you know what? All you have to do to recover is just throw him with like this huge, like, fun compliment and be like, oh man, dude, you look so good. I thought for sure she could have been your wife.
I was gonna say, because you know the only one insulted is the daughter. I mean, we have the ick factor. The daughter is just grossed out because it's her dad.
When the dad is too, because it's his daughter.
Yeah,
like, ick.
True.
Ick.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But y'all, if you remember, you know, I talk to you all the time about how I teach kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
And I have to tell you that I had met a mom for the first time a couple weeks after school had started, and she brought her son to my room, and I said, oh, it's so great to meet you. Are you grandma? And she said, no, I'm his mom.
Oh,
I'm
like, oh. Melanie, now I feel worse. That's worse than what DZ did.
Now I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah. No, sorry.
Allie needs to go home.
Melanie, you pull up, all right? We're going to take over.
Melanie's like, I called to help, not be insulted.
How'd you get kicked off the show?
Because I told her how embarrassing it was what she said. I can't believe she said that.
Now Melanie's sweating in her car too, bro.
Oh, yeah. Melanie.
Allie, to think I was going to tell you you look pretty. Forget you, girl.
Melanie, we love you so much.
Melanie,
so,
love you. So much. Melanie, love Bye. You. I'm sorry. What she did is worse than what you did. To call a mom a grandma, that's worse.
At school, because you're gonna see them again.
Melanie,
and again.
I'm sorry. I had to say it. I was thinking it.
Yeah, you're worse off.
You know,
off,
you're
Melanie.
Not supposed to say everything you're thinking. We're on the radio, so we do say everything we're thinking.
We can't help it.
Emily's in Milwaukee. Last but not least, and whoever texted in, is that your dad or daddy? Knock it off.
Anyway,
don't make it icky. You sickos.
Is that your dad or daddy?
Hi, Emily.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Everyone's coming back slowly from spring break. They're slowly returning. Mm-hmm. What's going on, girl?
Our spring break's in like 3 weeks.
What?
So.
Oh, you're doing the Easter one?
Yeah.
You got the late one.
I told you, somebody said they're not doing that, though, because then you come right back and the school year's over now.
I don't hate that.
You think, but
whatever.
But after Easter.
Well.
Dang. Okay. Well.
Emily, thank you for doing all the teaching you do. Well, she's a school psychologist, actually. But, Emily, what do you think DZ should have done? And then we're going to find out what actually happened, because I want to know what you actually did.
Did you?
What do you think?
So I'm a people pleaser, and I am the first to apologize for everything.
Aww.
So that would have been my first thing. Would have just been like, man, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake. It sounds like he laughed it off, so it would have been fine, but just been like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. So,
my bad, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you would have seen, too, that he was fine. She was fine. Everyone's going to forget it. So.
Yeah. I do believe that everything moves so quickly now that you forget. I mean, I forget what happened 3 minutes ago. I don't even remember who we talked to first. Do you?
Wait, who are you?
Kate the Great.
Wait, who are you?
Oh, that's right. See what I mean?
Stop it.
The world moves so quickly.
Until you embarrass yourself, and then the
and
world
then
freezes.
You're stuck in your head, though. It's all your intrusive thoughts.
Fair, yeah.
It's all your... And nobody's thinking about it but you. I'm sure they all laughed about it after, and you're fine. Emily, let's find out what happened. So what did you do, DZ? Did you do anything after? Like, what's the finale? What did you do?
All right, so at the end of the event, like I said, I thought about it the rest of the night.
Of course, you obsessed over it. Nobody else was thinking about it.
Nope. Well, other people did bring it up, but whatever. They were ribbing me. But to me, I'm already like internalizing it, so I'm like, ha ha ha.
Oh, no.
Ha, 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 ha. Right?
right?
You're in a hole and they don't know it.
And I'm digging even deeper because they're handing me shovels. So after everything's wrapped up, they got other things going on throughout the night. You
could,
you know, go get pictures with the guys at different stations. I find out what station my man's is at. I go through the tunnel, and before I leave, I made sure that I walked on over. I waited patiently until the line had cleared out, and they were just kind of talking.
This is like
back
at the end
forth.
Of Pfizer last night.
He was sitting at a table.
John McLaughlin from the Bucks legend.
With Bob Dandridge.
Who, DZ, if you missed it, called his daughter his wife, but go on. That's what we're talking about.
So John McLaughlin sitting at a table with Dandridge, right? And they're just talking, hanging out before more fans come up to take pictures.
Who's Dandridge? Another Bucks legend?
Another Bucks legend, yes.
Noted.
Yes. All right. An original,
men
if you
are
will.
Punching the radio right now, but what? I don't care. I'm like, who's Dandridge?
One of the originals.
All right. Got it.
So, like, OG.
I got it.
But his daughter's right there as well. And I walked up to both of them. I was like, hey, you guys, you know, I just want to introduce myself. I'm DZ.
Mm-hmm.
I hosted the event with you guys tonight. Thank you guys so much for being here.
You said I hosted the event like they didn't know, DZ.
I just, you know, quick elevator pitch.
I love you sometimes. You're like, I was the host tonight.
I'm not expecting.
I don't know if you saw me on the mic and the lights.
Not expecting anybody to ever remember me from anything. You know what I'm saying?
Of course they know.
So
yeah.
I'm like, I just wanted to make sure that I came up and apologized profusely. I meant no disrespect. Before I even finished, they all
and
started laughing.
They did?
They're like,
okay,
boy,
good.
Stop, man. That happens all the time. I look just like my mother, dog, at distance. Like, they said all the things.
So was she there? The daughter was there?
The daughter was there.
And she was laughing?
Everybody was
God.
Laughing. They're like, we're going to laugh at your expense for the next couple days. Don't you worry about it.
Oh,
she said
God.
That. She said that.
Oh,
so,
thank God.
The resolution is they told me to chill, that it wasn't a big deal, but yet I'm still over here internalizing
so
it and freaking out.
So you gotta let it go. Emily, tell them to let it go.
Yeah, you need to let it go.
I think it's
they're
funny.
Fine.
They're fine.
All right, Frozen. Let it go.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, I'm a little nervous about Am I the Jerk today. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
I don't think we need to be nervous, but yeah.
We don't need to be nervous, but the poor husband of the woman who wrote in needs to be nervous.
The poor husband of the woman, you think?
I have never, when we got this Am I the Jerk sent in to us, because we do this every day at 7:30, it's a moral dilemma. And you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs and hopefully we see it eventually.
Eventually.
This one, my jaw dropped to the ground.
We had to process this one a little bit.
I
and
actually,
now we could process together.
It's rare I look at people and go, you need to get a divorce.
You
that
think?
Was immediately what I went to.
Well, let's
to
not, let's not, let's
I don't
not set
be
the
negative.
Scene. Let's not set the scene
fine,
before we read
fine,
everything.
Fine. Okay, fine. You know what? We'll decide on Am I the Jerk. I will say, though, I'm excited, though, because after Am I the Jerk, coming up at 7:45, we've got tickets to see Jim Gaffigan in Milwaukee.
Mr. Hot Pocket.
Mm-hmm. I love it that we have tickets all the time after Am I the Jerk.
Facts.
And then right after the Jim Gaffigan tickets.
Yeah.
I really need to talk to you guys about my weight loss. Something's going on with it, and I'm struggling a little.
Are you?
Yeah, and I don't talk about it that much, so I want to talk about it.
Okay.
Because we have not talked about my weight loss in a minute, so I have something I need to share with everybody.
Fair enough.
And maybe you'll have some advice. Maybe you won't.
Probably not.
Okay, you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Nope.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
DZ said I should not fix the playing field by saying before we even read it that I think they should get divorced. I'm fixing the field? Is that what you're saying?
I said don't set the scene.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But when we got this DM for Am I the Jerk, I was like, what?
Yeah, might trigger you for sure.
She said, hi, Allie and DZ. Love listening to you guys in the morning. I have a submission for Am I the Jerk? I would like to remain anonymous.
We got you.
I would like to know if I am the jerk for not, quote, taking care, unquote, of my husband 7 days a week.
What's that mean?
She said, here's the backstory. We've been married for 17 years.
Correct.
We have 4 kids, one of whom has special needs. We both work full time. My husband stepped out on our marriage 2 years ago, and I forgave him. He said it was a drunken mistake. We've been trying counseling, and it isn't working. He refuses to compromise. He wants me to fulfill his needs 7 days a week, or he will leave and find someone who will.
Hey, yo. Wait.
I told you. This one really triggered me.
I'm still listening.
Listening. See? She said, he says there's something wrong with me because I only want to be intimate 3 to 4 days a week. I'm a busy mom, running a house, working full time, cleaning, cooking, and carpooling. Sometimes I'm exhausted at the end of the night. Am I the jerk for not fulfilling my husband's 7 days a week need and risking my marriage?
Well, now.
Are you going to still say that I should have not set the scene?
Yeah.
I hate you sometimes. I can't stand you. I can't stand this guy. I was so annoyed because all I heard, you know me, I didn't hear, to me, I heard, this guy's manipulating you into thinking it's okay to be cheated on, and I want to throat punch him.
Yeah.
He's making excuses, saying, well, I'm going to go get it. So, what the hell?
Yeah, that's not okay, obviously.
That is not okay.
That's weird energy.
I don't like that.
Well, and the fact that you know, there was infidelity, and clearly you guys are working through
and
it.
And you can do that. I've had therapists say, it's possible to get past it. 100%. You just have to put in the work.
And I'm never to assume about anybody else's life, because what we consider infidelity, somebody else might not.
Mm-hmm.
That is obviously not the case here. This was infidelity. She said he stepped out on our marriage.
Yeah, and now we're in counseling.
Said it was a drunken mistake, blah, blah, blah. But clearly there was other problems already happening. If now he's saying, well, if I'm not going to get satisfied 7 days a week, my man, you should be happy with the 3 to 4. A lot of cats don't even get that.
3 to 4? I mean, some people only do it 3 to 4 times a year. I have married friends, okay?
You know, so it's like...
and you know what I'm talking about. And I don't mean you know. And Aaron are fine.
No, obviously. I mean, but we got 2 kids and one that unfortunately didn't make it.
I was
so going to
say, you
no
guys
problems.
Got pregnant nonstop. Give me a break. We know you're doing it. But I'm saying this 3 to 4 after 17 years of marriage, like, and that's really good.
Not to bring the kids into this, but I understand having a special needs child changes the dynamic drastically. I've had friends, family, relatives with special needs kids, and it changes the modus operandus or whatever, like mode of operation, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What I think here is my man has a really unusually high drive.
Fair.
Right?
I can receive that.
And for 17 years, they might have not matched, and he might have just kind of let it go. And now he's reached a point where he's like, nah, I'm trying to get this, you know, I'm trying to get hot dogs and donuts in. Bro, what kind of aggression are you presenting towards the love of your life, the person you chose to spend your life with, who you made a commitment to 17
Snaps.
Years ago,
mm-hmm.
that now you're going, all of a sudden, now I'm hungrier. Right.
That's so unfair, yeah.
I don't want to say the marriage is over, but clearly the therapy or whatever you guys are in, the counseling, excuse me, that you guys are in isn't working.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, too, because they have 4 kids,
right.
A child with special needs, and every reason to figure this out and stick together and get through this together.
17 years.
And he is really making it impossible. He's making it impossible, in my opinion. That's why I'm so angry about this one today. This guy.
Can I be honest? It sounds like he's almost trying to force her to leave him.
I feel you.
He won't leave her.
Or force her to deal with the fact that he's going to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other.
Well, now.
Well, what's the difference?
Oh, that's just grotesque.
They're
bro.
Both,
like,
well, it's the same thing. It's either get out
or let me get out. Get out or let me step out.
He is being a coward about it.
Oh, bro. Yeah, see?
I agree with you. He's giving her a demand that is... And quite frankly, okay, so let's say she's like, all right, you know what? I'll meet you halfway. I'll compromise. You want to eat hot dogs and donuts every night? I'll eat them with you, but I'm not going to be very excited about it.
Right.
And I'll sit at the table with you.
I'm going to flop the fish, my boy.
That part. I'm gonna sit at the table with you. I'm going to push my food around.
You can eat dinner, but I'm not hungry.
I'm not very active.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm just going to eat a bite or two, and I'm going to be on my phone.
I'm going to keep my leftovers. Be on my phone. Get
so
out of
imagine,
here.
Imagine, right? And then now you got a partner who's. Why would you want that too? Why would you want it? There's nothing less romantic or hot about someone who's doing it just because they want to make you happy, but have no interest in doing it with you.
For someone with the energy that her husband carries, they don't care whether you move or not. They don't care whether you're interested or not. You know what I mean?
That's the man side I needed to hear.
It's more just about the.
You're
endeavor.
Saying he doesn't care.
It's more just about having dinner.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's not about the company he's keeping.
He doesn't. This is why I love your honesty sometimes. You keep it real. You say the things nobody's thinking about but dudes.
maybe so. No, I gotta say
it doesn't even matter.
I gotta say it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever compromise, and this isn't even about that. This is about deciding if she's the jerk for the way she feels. Yes.
What?
I think she's the jerk.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I think she's the jerk because she's put 17 years into something. She's being the jerk to herself. I think she's the jerk because she's really trying hard in a situation that isn't giving any effort back and is only expecting a full compromise. A full compromise.
Somebody texted in, men don't care, Allie.
Not all men.
You guys guys really don't need the connection ever? Never?
No, I'm not saying no.
Oh, okay.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
So not
but
all
a lot
men.
Of times, yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. in a lot of senses, though, it is an act that you want to partake in with somebody you care and love for, mm-hmm. right? But in the male sense, sometimes those needs need to be met. And at one point, a dude doesn't even care who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Fair enough.
Between the left hand and the right.
We're talking about almost sex addiction issues. Someone's texting in. Yes.
Between the left
much.
Hand and the right hand,
they
there's a
care.
Lot of space. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Anywho,
right,
I am
so
saying jerk.
You're
though.
Saying jerk to herself, though.
To herself.
I'm definitely saying not the jerk. I think that this is really unfortunate that she's been put in this position. Somebody texted in and said, boo hoo, not a man. He's either all in or he's not. Do not give her an ultimatum. So heartless and selfish. Sherry in Germantown texted that in.
That part. And if you're trying to have an open marriage, establish that.
You
don't
need
say
to talk
you,
about that.
Yeah. Exactly. Because if that's a conversation, and then that's something that could happen for you guys, but we're not here to decide that for you.
Ellen Lannon texted in. She said, I'm kid-free and there's no 7 days a week. You guys are too much. Okay, 414-533-1037. This poor woman, we didn't even name her. Struggling
Stacy.
Struggling Stacy.
Yeah.
Poor thing. I feel awful for her.
Yeah.
This is an awful place to be in. Struggling Stacy wants to know if she's a jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs 7 days a week. Ugh, I hate this guy.
She's a jerk to herself.
I'm gonna throat punch this
Just
guy.
Just only to herself, because this guy got to go.
Yeah, he does. All right, we'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk was a DM that made my jaw drop to the ground. This moral dilemma we deal with every day. She wants to know if she's a jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs 7 days a week. This guy is
Whole
a piece
week?
Of work.
Man, my man's just baking buns all the time, huh?
He's a very busy guy. They've been married for 17 years, 4 kids, 1 has special needs. They both work. He stepped out. They're now in counseling and trying to get through it, but it's not going well. Should we just start with, how about Ashley? One of our regulars in Sheboygan Falls. We had to dust off her theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
Had to find it.
Unbelievable.
I'm a fireball.
Ashley, good morning.
Hi.
Good
morning.
How are you?
Well, good. I'm not triggered at all. I mean, I'm not irritated at all today.
Wondering where you've been, but clearly we're busy because we're triggered.
But I'm mad. So okay, what do you think?
I know. Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
Isn't it unbelievable? When I got this one, we get these and I go, this can't be real. It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Like, is somebody going to jump out and be like, just kidding? Like,
yeah, right?
You know?
Not April Fool's.
You're like,
no.
There's no way a husband's saying this to his wife. Oh, there's a way. And the fact that she is so in a spot where she's writing a radio station because she can't win.
Mm-hmm.
What's she going to do?
Counseling
What's
already.
She gonna do? I'm so.
This guy is truly like has no concept of what reality is at all.
Good way to
put
it.
They have 4 kids. You have 4 kids, Allie. You know, with just 2 kids,
it's like, exhausting. Yeah,
it is. Mm-hmm. And then you have one with special needs. He's. I'm not gonna
and a job?
Like, assume, but he seems like he's one of those that
selfish?
Just like let her do everything. Yeah, and then you know have my dinner ready and have you know like have my laundry clean and. Like, that is just, she is probably so tired at the end of the day. There is no.
It's just not fair to ever demand anything of somebody every day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
God.
In either direction,
chill out.
For either partner.
Yes, you know? 100%.
Because I'd be tired having 2 kids, too.
Amen. See what I mean? Yeah. Like, why isn't he tired? Like, kind of like what Ashley's saying. Why is he got, All right.
He's probably not doing anything.
Well, he's doing something.
Oh,
that's the problem.
Right. Not what he should be, though.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Struggling Stacy is not the jerk, according to you, Ashley.
Yes, not the jerk.
All right. Have a good day.
From you.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Clayton in Lake Mills. He's on day 3. He may actually get his own theme song.
This dude's going to get a theme song.
Unbelievable. Hi, Clayton.
What's going on there, guys? How you doing?
Oh, look at him getting comfortable. He's how you doing? What up, man?
Is she the jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs 7 days a week, Clayton?
Absolutely. She is not the jerk. I am a fit man, and I work, and I take care of all my... We got 4 kids. I am very, very busy, so I can just imagine how busy she is.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And like you say, life's too short. You got the kids, you got the job, you got all this stuff, so...
Like, why isn't he tired, right, Clayton? Aren't you tired, Clayton?
It's like...
at the end of the day, yes, because I do outside work and take care of the kids. At the end of the day, I am exhausted, and you wake up, you know, same shit, different day. You do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, so wait. So how often, how many years have you been married? Sorry, how many years have you been married, Clayton?
Actually, I was going to do a shout out. I actually just got married in Vegas, but I've been together with my wife for 10 years.
Oh, congratulations.
Okay, so
y'all.
How many times a week? Just give me a number.
Two or three. Sometimes four.
That's a great number for a married couple. That's a great number. Trust me. That's a great number. So to 7 days a week to somebody? Come on.
It's an expected responsibility. It's an active duty. It's not like an endeavor
that's
that you do.
Job
that's
almost,
a job.
Think about it.
Yeah, he's I didn't want to say this, but my man's has a sickness, right? Mm-hmm. Like he clearly that 7 days a week is
it's called selfishness.
No. No. Yeah. No, like he literally has a disease. Like, it's not my place to say.
You're saying
anybody,
like an addiction,
but he has an addiction.
He has an addiction. That's what you're trying to say.
He has an addiction to hot dogs and donuts. Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Personal opinion, though. Yeah.
That's not good news for the wifey, though.
Yeah, it's not good news for the marriage.
You need to break you, and you got to treat her with respect, just like a human being. Mm-hmm. She treats him with respect. Now he don't be doing it, but he be doing the darn. He should be doing the damn same thing. Here.
I would love to get into an argument with this guy and see what he would say. Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, Clayton, thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, man.
Good afternoon.
You too, bro. Talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, one more dude's on the phone. Kenny is in Jackson this morning. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, first time caller.
Hey.
I got in.
Welcome up, to Kenny? The show, Kenny.
Yes, sir. Wepa.
I am not a first time visitor to Jackson. Been there quite a few times, so hi.
Nah, man, you get to finish it up.
Yeah, they both said not the jerk for not fulfilling her husband's needs. What do you think?
I'm saying not the jerk also. Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Clean sweep.
Clean mm-hmm. sweep, yes, sir. Same
Are you
reasons?
Married? Are you married?
I am married. It's been 2 years, but we've been together for 12.
Got Congrats. Been, mm-hmm.
We got married on our 10-year anniversary.
Aww.
Look at y'all cuties over here, bro.
And we got three kids, three daughters,
Aww.
Dad life.
Could you imagine, though, life. Ever? Could you imagine ever walking up to your wife and saying this, though? That's what blows my mind.
I need it 7 days a week, and I better get it, or I'm going out.
Unbelievable. I feel like he pushed her up against a wall mm-hmm. and was like, you're screwed now. This is never going to work, and then I can, and if I make this ridiculous demand, yep. you're going to feel helpless and write a radio station and wonder if you're... He's basically gaslighting her into saying you should be sleeping with me more. I mean, yeah. The whole thing gives me the ick.
Manipulating by saying, like, if you don't, then I'm going to step out. Because
So
yeah,
messed
yeah.
up. Anyway. Not okay.
Ooh, vacuum,
it's
sweep.
It's hard working two jobs.
Yeah. So
she works, and then I work, and we work opposite schedules. So.
See, Kenny knows. He's tired, too.
Kenny gets it, man. He got kids, a wife, and a whole life, man. Amen. This is unrealistic for anybody living in the real world.
That part. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Kenny, congrats on getting in.
Thank you.
Call tomorrow,
yeah,
day two.
Great day.
You too, man. Peace.
I mean, I would have been shocked if anybody called her the jerk, other than you.
Well, y'all know my reasoning why I said jerk, and it's because she's continuing to subject herself mm-hmm. in this life for this long. I don't know how you went 17 years without this coming to fruition.
I kind of feel the same way, but when you got four kids and one with special needs, you're busy with other things.
Things get pushed off.
And things get pushed off, whether it's infidelity or problems in your marriage. You're not dealing with it because you're dealing with the mm-hmm. kids, right?
Exactly.
And then it comes to a head.
And 17 years later, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Unfortunate. Not
the jerk.
Not the jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
We've got Julie on the phone in Milwaukee right now. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
What you up to?
driving.
Lame.
Wait, no,
where where are you going?
I am taking my daughter to a doctor's appointment.
Okay, that's good. Health reasons. Okay, yep. We'll accept. Because I was going to say, if it's to work, that sucks.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the good news is you're caller 23. You are going to see Jim Gaffigan. He's going to be at Riverside Theater in 10 days on April 13th. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye, Julie.
Get to the doctor.
Go to the doctor, bye. I'm going to talk about what I've been struggling with my weight loss, but I didn't even read any of the texts from Am I the Jerk? People are going off.
They're going off. I kind of figured.
Somebody said she should tell him, okay, go find it then. Oof. It's not normal to smash every day. Sorry, not sorry, dude.
Yeah, but you tell him to go find it in a realm where he already said he's willing to.
He's going to. He's going to. Then you're just saying, oh, it's
giving
okay.
You're giving him the green light, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we see all your texts. We appreciate those. Rob from Racine said, jerk, what if he only lasts 3 minutes? 21 minutes a week. Stop.
Hey, hold on now there. Rob, if we're doing math.
DZ, stop.
If we're doing
math.
Stop it. We were looking for somebody to say jerk.
Get out of here. It was Rob.
And that 3 minutes is top tier for some people. Well, they don't even get that far.
Three?
So.
You ever wait for 3 minutes? You know how long 3 minutes is? DZ and I do because it's a song. Trust me.
Especially when we're doing all the moving.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. All right. So
yeah, y'all ain't ready for that conversation.
They were not ready for that. Okay, so I've been struggling with something with my weight loss.
Yeah, talk to him. You want to talk now?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do. I've been struggling, and I haven't been talking about it. And yesterday, I realized I did that thing where, you just start vomiting out your problems to someone who didn't ask.
I thought you just said you were going to start vomiting, period. I was like, no.
That's
gross. Okay.
No, that's gross. I basically started venting. Vocally going off to someone, and I realized, wait a second, listen to me.
Before
I realized, I'm like, he didn't even ask it. What am I telling this guy everything?
He said, how are you doing today? Not what's wrong.
Literally, that's what happened. How are you? Well, let me tell you.
Well, since you asked, my boy. Shout out Elgin.
So it is Elgin. You knew. I walked in. I didn't even tell you it was Elgin. How'd you know that? I didn't even tell you I was talking to Elgin.
I just knew it was Elgin.
That's exactly who I was talking to.
Third eyes open, dog.
That is weird.
Plus, he's a cool dude. So
who else do I talk to?
It's either our trainers, Elgin. You know what I'm saying?
So I walked into Princeton Club. I'm at the gym, and I went in, and I've been trying to go more because for some reason I got in this rut, and I don't know what happened, if it was March or the weather or just getting to that place where I need summer now and I'm miserable because of this weather. I can't take it. And I just started eating a little more than I should.
Itching? You were itching a little bit?
I was still eating everything. People always say, do you cheat? Because I lost 150 pounds in 2019. Okay? So I'm, 6 years out now?
Yep.
And it's been, people always want to know, well, what if you gain it back? That was always one of my biggest fears.
Sure. Everybody's fear.
So I didn't do my skin removal surgeries until, 2 years after I had kept it off? And then another 2 years later was my last one.
Right.
So but now I feel secure. I don't feel stressed about eating. I don't feel like I feel like I stay away from bad sugars. I'm low carb kind of thing. You know?
Don't feel like you would ever genuinely have a chance at returning to pre-2019 Allie.
I don't worry about that. Not at all. Right. Because if I start to gain a few pounds here or there, which happens, I then go, I hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, it would have been 5 pounds here, 5 pounds there. Next thing you know, you've gained 30. Mm. Next thing you know, you don't care anymore. You've gained 60.
And now you're getting bigger clothes.
And now you're in the cycle, and now you hate yourself. Yep. And so you eat some more because you hate yourself, and the cycle continues.
Like, I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I'm eating.
It's the addiction cycle of any kind of addiction, and you know what I'm talking about.
It's a vicious cycle,
too. It's a vicious cycle.
Yep.
So basically, I got to the place last month where I was just eating a little too many sweets, like keto sweets. And I would feel a little chunky here. I'm like, well, I know I look good. I'm still wearing a medium, but I can barely get these pants on, man.
You're doing the jump in. You're
doing jumping
the
in.
The jiggle.
And then
the
I feel wiggle. Bad about myself. And then I go, hold on. I go, you're still like a medium. Like, this is, you need to chill out, Allie. Like, I have body dysmorphia.
I was going
to
say, this is the body dysmorphia.
This is the body dysmorphia. But then I got on the scale. And DZ, guess what I had gained?
I don't like guessing weight.
20 pounds in the month of March.
You gained 20 pounds in 20. March?
Now, I'm 6 feet tall, so you really, say, like, nobody noticed.
I'm sure.
But I sure did. Hmm. I sure did.
You felt it.
Oh, I feel disgusting.
Did you notice
disgusting.
It? Or did you feel it?
Both.
There's a difference.
Both.
Okay.
I feel it more than anything.
Bro, we're the first ones to go like, oh, these pants don't fit the same how they used, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Whether in a good or a bad direction,
seriously.
Whatever we consider. So
I started going, I was like, I got to do something about this because I never talk about when I'm struggling with my weight because I don't struggle that often. But right now, it's like bugging me. I'm not happy with it. So when I walked into the gym and Elgin said, how are you? Now we're to that story.
Yeah.
And I said, well, let me tell you how I am.
You let all that go on him?
Oh, yeah. I was
you
like,
let
listen.
All that go on, Elgin?
Oh, yeah, all of it. He's sitting there with his computer like, what the hell?
So I just said hello.
It's like, hi, yeah. And I'm like, no, listen, I would not have held myself accountable 5 years ago, but here I am. And now I'm at the gym and I'm holding myself accountable and I'm going to go work out. And trust me.
Allie pulled up a chair to the front desk to talk to Elgin.
I swear to God I did. This guy must have been like, what is wrong with her?
So why did I say hi?
What is she talking about?
He's not even going to look up at you next time. But no, so you're going through,
I'm going through it and I'm telling him my life story.
But I think you're divulging the things that you were internalizing, maybe thinking about without having spoken on to anybody of trust.
And I think that's part of the problem.
Right?
I think I'm internalizing too much.
And being at the gym is kind of that place where you focus on it more because you're at the place that's supposed to help you correct it.
Exactly. And now I'm thinking about it all the time.
And then when an attendant, somebody that's very nice, talks to us often, just a good person, says, hey, how are you?
I'm like, well, let me tell you.
I'm not so great, E.
I feel like a fat ass, even though I look great. I feel horrible.
Well, good thing.
And I'm all in my feelings. And then I go, well, am I just going to like, you know, am I just PMSing? Because women know what that means, where you're just in a rut. But this has been going on for weeks now.
Sure.
I went to my therapist. I'm like, I'm in a rut.
You talked to your therapist about it?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She's like, oh, you are in a rut.
Like, she agreed. Yeah. Oh, dang.
I was gonna agreed.
Dang. Huh.
It's like, I'm in a rut. I'm like,
She didn't send me that in our notes.
I never talk about when I struggle with my weight because everybody thinks it's so easy, but it's not. Yeah. I think about this every single day, everybody. Every single day I think about the choices I'm making. Okay? So just don't forget
that.
Do you
feel like you're struggling, a genuine struggle with your weight right now? Or do you think you just kind of let yourself go as the quote unquote?
Both. I think I'm looking for, I think I've talked about this a little in Dumpster Fire. You know, like, am I depressed? No. But am I looking for some kind of dopamine hit? Am I looking for some kind of satisfaction? Am I looking for something that feels good? Yes. And this is years of therapy to take me to go to a place where I'm not ashamed to admit, yeah, I'm looking for a quick high.
A quick high,
whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but I'm looking for it, man.
Sounds crazy to say it like that.
It sounds crazy, but it is what it is. Something to make me feel good.
You're searching for fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that the things we do aren't fulfilling. You being a mother is fulfilling. Mm-hmm. You being on the radio, it's fulfilling. The things we do within our community, it's fulfilling. Mm-hmm. Going to the gym, it's fulfilling. But for whatever reason, there is something inside of you right now that's going, it isn't enough?
Mm-hmm.
But what? What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Can we talk about it?
Absolutely, we can talk about it, because I feel like this is what people look at people all the time and go, you have a great life. And then you go, what's the problem? And
genuinely,
you're like, I don't know what the problem is.
You know,
this is what I do with my therapist.
We got a roof over our heads. We got gas in our
car. Great kids. A job I love.
Right?
A coworker I love. Thank God.
I still got to do my taxes, but that's okay.
Well, you'll get to that.
I'll get to that. You're going to get to that.
I got
a
tax refund coming.
Because I've definitely agreed, and I tend to agree. Right now, like, I feel like, you know, it could be a rutful situation. Mm-hmm. Is it the weather? I get seasonal affective depression.
I wonder if it's the weather.
The weather really, really messes me up. Because when we were in Louisville, I tell you what, bro, I saw little buds in the trees and on the grass.
You were like a new person.
And I went, ooh.
You think it's the weather?
Maybe. Have you felt the same way on the few nice days we've had? It's supposed to be pretty decent today.
That's a great question, because usually when it's nice and sunny, I get this burst of life.
Woo!
And when it happened on that 80 degree day, I really didn't have it. And I went, what? So we had that crazy day.
That was going to be my
question. Somebody texted in and said, you're eating your feelings because the weather is ass. Give yourself grace. Wisconsin weather could really get it together. I've lived here for 20 years, you guys.
Yeah, we're not used to it, bro, but it does affect our mental health, if you will.
Oh, you guys are so nice. Cheryl from Slinger texted in, could it be muscle? No, it's 5 Quest bars, okay? 5 Quest cookies. It's not muscle, okay?
Said it's 5-pound Quest, not 5-pound less.
So I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know. I need something. I don't know.
Let's storyboard this, man. I'm active to talk about. I mean, we can open it up. This is up to you.
I don't care.
Let's try to get to the bottom of this.
I'm in.
You've gone on a couple dates.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing lately.
I'm not even looking at my apps. I'm so bored.
But it's not like you're actively searching for something. So I wouldn't say it's Allie doesn't have a man in her life. One, you don't care about no man in your life.
I don't care about that. That doesn't do it for me.
Two, that doesn't feel like the mode you're in. Three, if you are looking for a connection, you have people that you can reach out to establish a connection.
A ton of great friends. Yes.
Whether you play hot dogs and donuts with them or not.
Exactly.
Right? So I'd like to talk about this because I'm not a therapist.
I have this feeling, you're not a therapist, but my therapist likes to call you her co-therapist.
That's why I said, I was like, dang, she didn't include that in our notes. when she said she agreed that you were in a rut. She
Somebody
didn't say
said
that to
I
me.
Should take a solo trip and travel somewhere with new experiences and culture. There might be something there.
Yeah, you should go
or with my kids.
You should go to Colombia by yourself, and I'll just go as a tour guide.
I'm not going without you.
Well, I'm not going with you. I'm
You're
just
going
as a tour guide.
Okay, so let's storyboard it. How do we do that? What do we do first?
I guess.
How do we do this?
We basically got to notch the positive things and then think about what we feel negative about them.
Okay,
because
so what do you mean?
There might be some things within those things that are fulfilling mm-hmm. that are making you feel lacking. Mm. Like within the kids, the job, the workouts, the eating. Mm-hmm. Maybe the things that do feel fulfilling aren't actually filling it.
Mm.
Maybe there's something that's within each of those things that do make you feel whole that's missing that we're not thinking about. That's what
like
I'm talking
what?
About. I don't know. That's why I said let's storyboard it.
I need a psychic.
I'm not
DZ,
one. I
got, start.
Hey, my third eye's open, but I am not psychic. Listen, if the hairs on the back of my neck stand up when I'm sleeping, I usually listen to those feelings, but I claim no energy.
All right, 414-533-1037. Somebody said, have you tried taking a new class at the Princeton Club? No, but DZ and I, actually, that's not a bad idea.
Did I not just?
Mixing up my workout a little or doing something different. I started walking.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new thing. I was telling you off the air. Like, I started walking, and yesterday I walked twice, and I thought, what am I doing? I'm like Forrest Gump out here. I'm walking, looking
Jenny.
I'm looking for something. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm just walking.
The thing is, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Whoever texted in, if you want to feel skinny, stand next to me. Knock it off, you guys.
She's standing next to me, and she looks plenty skinny
Shut
next
up.
To me already, y'all. But not for
and it's not even about being skinny, you guys. It's about how I feel and how I feel about myself.
Can we do two things?
Yes.
Can we, A, try to digest as to what, and B,
mm-hmm.
let's try to get you through it?
Because okay.
I like the suggestions. I like,
right.
hey, new classes at Princeton Club. I already tossed that one your way. Somebody following up with the text is great.
Mm-hmm.
But let's try to get down to the root of it
right.
and discuss why and what we can do to get you up out of
here. I don't know what the answer is.
We got you.
Fine. We'll talk about it next. How's that?
Yeah.
You better got me. Uninspired.
Unmotivated.
Unmotivated. There's another word.
Unfulfilled.
Unfulfilled. 103.7 Kiss FM. We sound so depressing. Oh, my gosh.
What's wrong, though, bro?
It's
we gotta
Allie and DZ. Yeah, we're going to, I don't know how we're going to do this. This is like walking into my therapist's office and going, what's wrong with me? And I'm like, no, don't answer that.
Well, and it feels, I ain't going to lie to you, it feels kind of like blind leading the blind in some cases. Because you know we've had a tough year, but
yeah,
trying,
you've had a tough year.
Trying to remain positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the homie is not feeling good, it makes me go, no.
We're
going to fix that. We're going to fix
you.
That.
Thank you. So and it probably affects your mood, too, because we spend so much time together that if one of our moods is off, it's like any kind of partnership. If somebody's mood is off all the time, it's going to affect your mood. If someone's less positive, it's going to affect you. If someone's more positive, it's going to
affect
you. That's why I like how positive you are. You yeah. probably hate how negative I am, but oh well. I get your positivity.
And then I just balance out your negativity.
We feed each
Stop
other.
It
works out. But seriously, I said I'm in a rut. I gained like 20 pounds. I'm eating too many Quest bars every night, which is, you know, I'm not out of control, but I feel like I need to rein it back in and like
tighten up.
Figure out what I'm searching for over here. What am I trying to feel so good about?
As the kids say, you got to lock in.
You do.
You got to lock
but
in.
I don't know what's wrong.
And you don't know how to lock in because we don't know what's unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Man, are the boys okay?
The boys are great.
Right?
In
like,
fact, they're doing better than ever.
Owen had some physical therapy that he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
Hudson, obviously, making transitions in school.
Hudson well, was having a lot of problems in school, and I was stressed about that. But he's actually doing better now.
But both of them had big transitions in school.
Mm-hmm.
My man's Owen literally just shot up like a foot in a matter of like 6 months.
He's like 6'4", went to a new school.
Probably
he's fine.
Taller now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's like...
They both have friends and are thriving. I feel happy about them.
Right? Work. I feel like
we're doing great.
Let's just peel it back. Work is great. We're doing well.
We're doing very well.
Our ratings are nice.
The show is great. We're very happy with the show.
The show feels good. Our working relationship is dope. Our just friendship is dope.
It's great.
Right?
So there we go again. What is the problem?
The male aspect in your life, aside from me, the hell.
The
you
lack of men,
about.
Not right now, because I've thought about even,
yeah.
you know, I have these nights where my kids are gone. I'm like, well, I could call a guy and go on a date. And I'm like, even that, I have no motivation.
Which is fine, right? But it's the lack of motivation for almost anything that it feels like.
Mm.
right?
Yeah, it is. It's all around.
You're loving all the things
you do. I almost sound depressed, but I'm not,
but
if that
not.
Makes any sense. Yeah.
Right?
I'm unmotivated.
So what is actually going on? I think we need to just start trying everything new. Literally.
Really? People
everything.
Are saying I should book a solo trip. Carmen in Milwaukee
not
is saying... She, wait, what?
I said, not only me.
No. Well, you can come with if you want. Carmen in Milwaukee said, I agree with the text. I think it's the weather. We're just over it. Mm. We just went through a time change. That messes with you. Change up your workout. I've been trying to. I started walking. That's what I was saying. I just started walking and walking, and I don't know where I'm going. I walked twice yesterday. I walked like 5 miles yesterday. I don't know why.
Are you thinking a lot when you're walking?
No, I'm trying not to think.
Oh, see,
I am thinking a lot. I am thinking a lot.
I'd
yeah.
say maybe you're trying to think of what's going on, and that's mm-hmm. why you're walking so much, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, I think a lot when I'm walking,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's just like a left, right, left, right. I don't got to think to walk.
Christine in Kenosha said, DZ, I'd like to book a 3 p.m. with you today, please and thank you. Are you available?
I am not available for 3 p.m. You're going to have to talk to my receptionist about tomorrow.
Somebody said, Allie, it's sad. It's the end of winter and it's so dreary. You need sun.
Sad. Seasonal affective depression, man.
Melinda from Rochester said, Allie, stop being so hard on yourself. We all like to eat snacks. Just go back to keto for a little while and it'll drop off. That's the thing. Like, I've never, the difference is now I'm in a position where I hold myself accountable
mm-hmm.
if I realize I'm out of control, but I just can't seem to fix it. Let's go to the phones.
We'd definitely get to the phones. You know what? Because you're still keto. I wouldn't say you're not.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not out of control.
You don't eat sugar. You don't eat carbs,
I'm
right?
Not worried as far as no, if I was eating bread and all these things, I'd be like, DZ,
I'm off the rails, my boy.
But I'm not that far gone.
No.
I'm just not paying attention.
You just yeah.
I'm absent.
We got a loose bolt. That's all.
Let's go to Jamie. Oh, Jamie's my old trainer. My old trainer.
Old trainer from the
Y. Hi, Jamie.
Still the homie though.
Hello.
Jamie,
morning.
I'm just walking.
From somebody that knows you in this type of realm though, from somebody that's literally put work
she
into
knows.
Your body, she could probably help better than I can. I ain't gonna lie.
Jamie was my trainer for a long time. What up, girl?
What you think?
So, first of all, you said it yourself. People can tell you you look great, but you know at the end of the day, you have standards for yourself.
How
and
you
you're
feel?
Not like making yourself stick to those standards. So that's even more reason why you're kind of feeling
that
bad.
It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm. And as long as those standards aren't set by somebody else,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
As long as it's not the societal.
They're not. They're mine.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
You guys, I mean, you both know me. Allie, you really know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people can say that to me all the time, too. And to
Jamie
say that
looks
you're
amazing.
Not the only one, like, right now, I literally just had to do the same thing to myself and check myself because it is. It's a combination of everything. It's
well,
the weather. It's the food you're putting in. And then you think to yourself, oh, it's just one day. But then you see that you're doing it every
again.
Single day.
Maybe
and
I
again.
Needed, you know what mm-hmm. I needed to hear? Something from someone like Jamie, who is in fitness, who is always thinking about
right.
her body,
right.
who is always thinking about these things. And people look at her, and some people look at me too and go, oh, must be nice. I wish I could look like that. But we think about it and we stress about it every day.
Because you're worried
about it. I always say
it.
This is part of weight loss and maintaining your health is you have to make choices every day.
Mm.
Exactly.
People go, oh, it's so easy. No, it's not.
It
she
really
looks
is.
Like
no.
that because she makes a lot of choices.
Right, right. And it's making the conscious choice every single
and
day.
Making the good choices makes me feel like I have discipline, which then makes me feel good about myself. So the fact that I'm making bad choices means I have no discipline, which makes me feel bad about myself. Does that make
exactly.
sense?
Exactly. And so you're in this rut.
I think
you're
I got
doing
it.
Exactly
I think I got it.
What I would tell everybody to do.
I think I got it.
Well, you're doing the best thing for yourself.
Just
literally,
walking.
Do the basics.
Yeah.
People underestimate walking. It is literally the most underrated exercise, but the best thing you could do for yourself.
It's so,
so if that's
funny.
All you can do right now,
yeah.
guess what? You are doing a terrific job.
Okay.
It's the times that you don't go that you should start looking and saying, okay, something's wrong.
Don't
At
go.
Least you're still going and you're committing yourself. Even if it's freaking 5 minutes, you walked through that door and you did something.
That's
you're
five
right.
minutes
the
more
things,
than you did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other things you could do, simple things. Like they said, change up the class. Buy yourself a new outfit. Who doesn't like going in with a new fit for the gym, feeling good
oh,
for yourself?
I do like that.
I like
change
that, too.
Your, change your music. Change your music.
Well, I might need that. Well, last week I kept my sweatshirt on my whole workout.
What,
I never do that.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
no.
Oh, I love keeping the pump cover on.
I was getting hot, and I kept it on. I go, does this tell you how I feel about my body right now? That I'm working out
then,
with a sweatshirt on?
I wouldn't have picked it out.
Little thing, too, you can make yourself, because you are a single lady, so there's nobody really really right there to kind of keep you accountable except you. So make it fun. Give yourself a goal. Like literally just this Monday, I told you, I just had to check myself. Monday, I did an hour on the Stairmaster and people are like, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm not doing
I
that.
Did it. This has been a, well, for
too
me,
much motivation, too much motivation.
Too much, Jamie. That's too much. We went too far.
That was a goal for me
for
and
you.
That's been a goal forever and ever. And people are like, why? Because I want to
because
know
that's
if I could
that's
do
for
it.
Me. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's for me. And if the goal is 5 minutes,
I could do it.
Like Jamie said, if your goal is 5 minutes on it, do them five. Do them 30 seconds.
You know what? This is what I needed. I needed to hear that just doing 2 minutes of effort is enough.
Like, do five push-ups at home. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Do you realize that you were doing literally more than some people do on a daily basis? So give yourself a little grace here because it is. It's everything. Mm. It's the weather. It's the food that you're putting in that's kind of like making us feel lazy and icky about ourselves. Yeah. It's you not keeping yourself accountable. So you're feeling even ickier about that. But when you do that, your body does hold on to that stress and then hangs on to that weight even more. Mm-hmm. So just start with the basic. Keep going and eventually it will become such a normal routine that you're like, oh, I'm back on track.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding,
ding,
ding. I love it. I needed to hear that. Thank you, Jamie.
Girlfriend, you're here for a long time. Pace it out. It ain't going nowhere.
You know what? I got to go walk.
Actually, it's a marathon, not a race.
See, I'm remotivated. Now I want to go walk. Can we go?
Well, no, we still got the show to do.
Oh, fine. Okay. I almost feel like I should go live on social media for this. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ally and DZ. Good morning.
Do it, why not?
I mean, because what we're talking about is a visual thing.
Just tag me.
Should I pull up my Facebook Live right now? Screw
go
it.
Ahead, go ahead. Why not? Why not?
So DZ and I, basically a live video.
Oh, I thought you was going live on IG.
Jeez, why is it so zoomed in on me? When did the camera get so close to me?
When? Oh, that's weird. Can you zoom out? Why is that doing that?
I don't know. It's weirding me out. What?
New angle perspective. Why are you,
you
wheezing
have to
so
see
hard?
Her, but it's so bad.
Oh, that's all up in your face.
It's so.
Let me see that.
Why is it so zoomed in?
I don't know why it's so zoomed in.
I want to zoom out and then I can go live. Anyway, it's Ally and DZ. Good morning. I hope everyone's having a good April 3rd already, if you can believe that. I don't know where March went. I was trying to go live on Facebook so DZ and I could have an argument about basically how we offend other people, because there's a new argument online. With a very offensive gesture, don't worry, you can still listen. We can't say anything naughty on the radio.
And we won't.
It didn't zoom out, huh? Oh, it did a little.
A little bit, but that's all it did.
You zoomed it out a little.
A tiny bit, that's all it did, though.
Mm-hmm. Live now on Facebook, either way.
Anyway, but there is a debate going on.
We're live on Facebook. Okay, so the debate going on, we're talking about this on the air, and now I'm live on my Facebook. This is the middle finger debate, mm-hmm. Okay? So DZ, explain this debate for everyone.
So say when you're flipping someone the bird, right?
Now you're on Facebook Live. Yes, go on.
When you're flipping somebody the bird, there's two ways to do this. You can either keep the finger untucked,
mm-hmm.
or you can tuck the middle finger. I, for the entirety of my life, has always been the former. The thumb untucked, uh-huh. all out, full force, bam, bam, blank you,
yeah.
two fingers.
What I love is people are joining Facebook Live. All they see is you holding up a middle finger. They have no idea what's going on.
No clue.
They don't know why you're giving them the middle finger. They don't know why you're flicking them off. They don't know. They just know that they got on Facebook Live and
DZ's
literally with a middle finger in the air.
Make that two. Because I'm showing you the difference, right? One has the thumb tucked all the way in,
yeah.
middle finger protruding, isolated by itself.
Okay, hold on. Let me flip it back to me now. Okay, so this is all on Facebook Live, by the way. Okay, so don't ignore my broken nails, by the way. Okay, so
this means
this is not okay. This is like the dorky version of like,
hey, forget you, man.
Forget you, man.
Like when you tuck the thumb, so it feels like you're going, forget you, man.
I have to be like, wait,
bleep you.
I don't think I can physically. This was my issue with. They're saying that in order to do to give someone the middle finger appropriately, your index finger has to be like this,
completely down.
I can't you see what I mean? I almost like physically can't do it.
Feels like you physically can't do that.
Yeah.
So when you flip somebody the bird, when you're thanking somebody for their assistance,
yeah.
if you will,
yeah.
Or for cutting you off in traffic, mm-hmm. right? You tuck the thumb or you keep it untucked?
No, it's always tucked. Let me
see. Your thumb is tucked.
I'm always like this. Like,
weird.
Like
yeah.
I can't even physically, I can't even do the bent finger while I Well, I give you the bird.
Yeah, because I get it. Like,
it's too hard. I can't. My fingers don't work.
I'm awkwardly double jointed, so I can tuck the finger and keep my index finger completely down. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Okay, I almost feel like I'm making a weird face. Like that's gonna help.
You are.
I'm acting like my stink face is gonna make the middle finger worse.
It does, doesn't it? Like you gotta add a mean mug. You can't flip somebody with a smile.
Okay, so the question is, can you give the middle finger with a? Can you do it without? You have to have this pointed. That's what you're saying.
Your thumb has to be untucked. Thumb has to be untucked.
The guy says index finger though online when he goes off about this.
Yeah, he's weird. I don't know what he's talking about. The thumb, the index finger naturally comes up when the thumb untucks.
See,
right?
Jessica on Facebook just said mine didn't work either. It's tucked for sure.
The thumb tucks. Nope. You got to have an untucked thumb when you're flipping somebody the bird.
Bella said I can't flip the same on my left hand yet my right hand, my finger won't tuck. This is what I was going through.
I flipped a lot of birds off because I could do it whichever way I want.
Somebody said, Allie, the reason you feel off is, duh, where's the pink polish? Exactly. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Maybe
that's going off.
You can't flip somebody
off.
Okay, so,
I don't know. I don't think it matters because I think...
Who taught you how to flip somebody the bird, by the way? Because
nobody.
I can't remember ever being taught it. I just remember seeing it and going, ooh, I like that.
But my kids will do this. They go, ooh, mom!
The ring finger?
Ooh, and I'm like,
children.
These are dumb.
Children.
Stupid. Okay, so 414-533-1037. DZ and I are talking about giving the bird the middle finger.
But we're keeping it PG, y'all.
All these people on Facebook Live are saying, untuck thumb.
Untucked.
I don't know. All right.
If you tuck the thumb, it makes me feel like you're really straining your hand.
It's very dorky-ish.
It's kind of
dorky.
That's
what I was saying. That's why I was like, man, when I go like this, you know, when I do, yeah, it's no good.
It's more fudge you than bleep you, right?
The visual on Facebook Live is pretty funny right now because every time I do that, I do this
why
thing where I go.
It's like a mean mug face.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
It's the Allie Faith mean mug.
Oh, my God.
You tucking y'all thumb when
my
you flip
kids
people
hate that
off
face.
Or not.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. Flipping the bird.
Dude, you cannot believe what you just did to me at the end of the Facebook Live. So rude. So rude.
You know it's all love.
We had a good time on Facebook Live, but we're off now. We got to go to the callers. We're talking about the argument online, which is when you give someone the middle finger, how you are not allowed, you have to have more than just one finger up. You cannot, it looks dorky almost or not cool.
You can't have the middle finger out alone.
You don't look tough enough or something.
It doesn't feel as aggressive as like when the thumb is out and you could throw it at somebody.
Yeah.
Like, boom, you.
Mm.
Boom, you.
I realized I have to make a face when I do it or it doesn't work.
But then when you make the face and your thumb is tucked, it makes it look
it makes me look like,
forget you, man.
Like I'm a dorky mom.
Forget you, man.
Hey. All right, let's go to the phones. Danielle is in Butler this morning. She wanted to go first because she's got to get into work, and I understand. Hey, Danielle. Take this middle finger. Take this other middle finger.
Good morning. Good morning.
And take a thumb while you're at it.
Hey, yo. You need a thumb.
You need a thumb.
It's opposable.
My thumb is always touching the knuckle of my pointer finger when I flip the bird.
Really?
Your thumb
is tucked?
I don't like stick it out like I'm hitching a hike, you know?
Oh, she goes like this. No, Allie, she goes like this. She literally is touching her thumb to like her knuckle. I can't.
Of
that's
my
hard.
Pointer finger.
Of her pointer
I'm
finger. That's hard to do.
Just because I'm trying so hard to concentrate on the middle finger.
It's like a relaxed, it's a relaxed, like, flip someone off.
It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, she just leaves it like this. Yeah, like that. She doesn't extend it like I do full force and flex it.
Well, I can put my thumb out, but it's hard for me to physically do anything else. Like, my hands don't go that way. They almost just naturally all tuck in together in a fist with one finger out.
Oh, yeah, we're teaching
y'all
how to.
The emoji middle finger?
Yeah, literally, the emoji middle finger with just the one singular long finger poked out.
That's no good.
That's no good. We don't do the emoji middle finger.
Well,
we can't.
I
try to relax a little bit.
Just
get your nails done and relax a little bit and practice.
That's why you keep breaking nails because you're tucking that thumb too hard.
I'm giving too many people the bird.
Yeah, man, you got to untuck that thumb.
It's like when you punch someone, you don't tuck your thumb, you'll break your thumb.
True. This is true.
Ah.
You can't tuck your thumb when you punch somebody or you will break it.
If I was mad enough, I would break my thumb on purpose.
Fair enough.
Don't want to do that.
Danielle, okay, I still don't know what I'm supposed to... I still don't agree with you guys.
Untuck that dang thumb. That's what you need to do.
It's impossible.
Oh, Lord.
Take this bird and go to work. Bye, Danielle.
Bye,
guys. We love you. Back.
Bella's in Kenosha. Let's go to her next.
To
There's this viral argument about how you give people the middle finger. finger, and you know if there's one thing we're passionate about, it's this. You had us, and how do you offend people?
Flip the bird? That's a kiss conversation.
Hi, Bella.
What up, fam?
Hi, good morning.
Did you watch? You were on the Facebook Live.
Online.
That's right, because I saw what you wrote. So you saw what we're talking about with the middle finger.
And I'm having technical difficulties with my left hand versus my right hand.
She can't do it on both hands.
Yeah, my right hand wants to leave the thumb out, and my left hand wants to tuck the thumb.
Huh.
Who's wrote on Facebook, so Allie's flashing gang
signs?
That's
weird.
Stop it! I'm not trying to!
Well, then Bella is, too, because she's throwing two different signs up.
Because our fingers don't work. Right. We're not even trying to be in a gang.
West Coast.
Gang!
Midwest!
Lake Country!